RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevalier, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf in his music, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. Today, a simple Easter gift brings Phil so much trouble he may very likely hold a grudge against the Easter Bunny the rest of his life. More about that in a moment. First, a word from RCA Victor. RCA Victor Television is outstanding in performance, outstanding in quality. It's the best your money can buy. And now, you can buy an RCA Victor superset like the Glenside Ensemble for the wonderful low price of only $279.95. The 17-inch Glenside Ensemble is like console television at a table model price. It comes complete with a beautiful matching consolette base. It brings you television with picture power. Clearer pictures in the city, stronger pictures in the country, steadier pictures in even the most difficult reception areas. All for only $279.95. And the Glenside Ensemble's price is complete. It includes federal excise tax, full-year warranty on the 17-inch picture tube, and no extra charge for your favorite mahogany finish. So buy the Glenside Ensemble and ask your dealer about a factory service contract. When you buy RCA Victor Television with RCA Factory Service, you get television's greatest combination. And now the stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Phil Harris. For the first time in 10 years, the Harrises weren't in the Easter parade today. They were all set for it, but something happened to prevent it. Let's go back to yesterday. Alice's new Easter dress has just arrived, and she's about to show it to Phil and Frankie.
Oh, fellas, wait till you see this dress. It's an original French creation. There. Isn't this the most gorgeous thing you've ever seen? Phil, aren't you just mad about the way the organdy blends with the chiffon bolero?
Yeah. And I love the way the flared peplum is offset by the file bodice with the sheer crepe de chine veiling cascading over the shirred yoke. Which tends to give it that ooh feeling.
Oh, stop it, Phil. You don't know anything about women's styles at all. Frankie, how do you like my dress?
I hate it.
Fellas, is that nice? I spent 2 weeks shopping for this dress. I think it's beautiful, and you don't like it.
Oh, we were only kidding, honey. You have wonderful taste. And we think your dress is gorgeous. It's the most beautiful thing we've ever seen, and we love it. Don't we, Frankie?
Speak for yourself. I still hate it.
Well, I don't care if you fellas like it or not. I'm going to wear it tomorrow. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll hang it in my closet.
Oh, look, I'll hang it up for you, honey, because I was going in the bedroom anyway. Come on, Remley.
Okay.
All right. Curly? Huh? Your wife doesn't have very good taste in clothes, does she? I've never seen such a drab dress.
What do you mean, drab? It's a genuine copy of the outfit worn by Katharine Hepburn in The African Queen. Was it the one worn by Humphrey Bogart?
That dress is not for Alice. It's too conservative for a flashy blonde.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going to fix that. You see, I'm always thinking. That's why I offered to hang it up. Because I've got a little surprise for Alice.
What kind of a surprise?
Remley.
Hmm?
I bought her a brooch for Easter that's going to really set this dress off.
Oh?
I'm going to pin it on the dress now, and then I'm going to surprise her, see, when she...
Hey, I hope you got something a little more colorful in the dress.
You know my taste, kid. Look, I got the brooch right here in this box. You know something, Remley?
What?
It's solid platinum encrusted with rare jewels. Wait, I'll get it out and show you.
Hmm.
There you are. How you like it?
Curly, it's beautiful. The first time I've seen a fruit salad glued to a sterling silver hubcap. Isn't this thing a little overdone? It's so big and flashy.
It's not big and it's not flashy. You just don't know jewels.
Mm-hmm.
This thing tells a story. You see, it represents a simple little country scene in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
What are those little red spots?
Those are rubies. It's the tomato season and they're canning.
What are those black stones for?
Oh, that represents smoke. You see, the still just blew up and set the barn on fire.
See? And what are those seven gold collar buttons doing there?
Those are the Firehouse 5 plus 2. They're on their way to put out the fire. Now, over back is the sun. That's the
half... Never mind. Curly, I don't think that thing's going to look good on the dress.
It's going to look good. I'll show you. Now, I'll put the dress on this hanger, then I'll pin the brooch on.
Need any help lifting the brooch?
I'll be sarcastic. Now, let's see. I think it'll look pretty here, right on the lace.
Curly, that lace is fragile.
Please, I know what I'm doing. I'll just pin it right here on the neck. There. Oh, no. Hey, Remley, I'm afraid to look. What happened?
Nothing much. You just ripped the whole front of the dress out.
Oh, no. Her new dress, when Alice sees that, she'll have a fit.
Now, don't get excited, Curly. We can fix
it. How are we going to fix it?
A little glue, a piece of adhesive tape, and some chicken wire. It'll be as good as new.
Remley, we can't fix the dress that way.
Why not?
There ain't a piece of chicken wire in the house. There's only one thing we can do. Now we're going to have to run down to that shop where Alice bought this dress and get another one just like it.
Curly, I don't want to go shopping for a dress. It sounds dull. But I'll go with you if you make it worth my while.
Okay, I'll sing to you.
I didn't mean that.
That's the interpretation I got. Music, please.
Just called up to tell you that I'm rugged but right. A ramblin' and a gambling man, I'm free every night. I eat a porterhouse steak 3 times a day for my board. More than any guy in this whole town can afford. I got a big electric fan to keep me cool when I sleep. A mattress stuffed with dollar bills to tickle my feet. My motto is meet 'em and cheat 'em and love 'em and leave 'em and break 'em in right. I just called up to tell you that I'm rugged but right. My house was built with pawn shop tickets, red, white, and blue. My suits are made of tiger skin right out of the zoo. I got a lot of money in the bank, I made it myself. The hearts of all my girlfriends lying right on my shelf. I wore girls' whistle every time I go by, but I'm pretty darn particular, I'm telling no lie. I'm in there wheeling and dealing and really appealing and high as a kite. Come on, let's fly together, 'cause I'm rugged but right. Just call up to tell you that I'm rugged but fat. You caused me plenty worry, put my lips in my hair. You got the lips that sunk the ships of England, France, and Peru. But I'm just like Napoleon, 'cause you're my Waterloo. I'd like a 15-minute intermission in your Ford V8. I'd love to make it longer, but I got a late date. My morals have always been gone with the wind, so let's breeze it tonight. I just called up to tell you that I'm rugged but right. Don't overdo it, 'cause I really overdoed it last night.
Hey, Curly, this is a pretty fancy schmancy place.
Well, certainly it's a very exclusive dress shop. They cater to society.
How'd Alice get in here?
When she married me, she inherited my social position.
That's good, huh?
Natch. See, I never told you this, but Dad is in the Blue Book. Right between the 1914 Essex and the Stutz Bearcat.
Yeah, all right. Let's get the dress and get out of here. Where's the salesman? Let's have some service.
Wait a minute, Frankie. Just be discreet. Be nice. This is a high-class place.
You know how to act. I'll show you how to get a salesman.
Hey, Max, how about a little service? Come on, let's have some action.
Frankie, please. What is all this ruckus, you ruffians?
Okay, buddy, don't give us any trouble. Just bring out...
Oh, no! Oh, hold up. Oh, don't shoot. Just take all the money you want out of the cash register.
Now, wait a minute, mister. We're not here to... Frankie!
He offered it to us.
Close that cash register drawer.
Okay.
Mister, we want to buy something.
Do you have money?
Yeah, I got a whole handful of it. Look.
Put that back in the drawer.
Never mind, I'll take it. Now, what do you fellows want?
Well, sir, Alice Faye bought a dress here yesterday, and I want to get one just like it.
I'd love to help you, but I don't think we have one in your size.
Look, mister, it ain't for me. Do I look like I wear dresses?
I don't ask questions. I just sell clothes.
Let me belt them one, Curly.
Not yet. Now, let me explain, mister. Alice Faye is my wife. She bought an Easter dress here yesterday, and I want to get another one for her just like it.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but we're out of that dress in your wife's size.
Oh, no. Now what am I going to do?
Well, if you want a dress for Miss Faye, how about this creation right here? Isn't it out of this world? Look at that billowy chocolate brown skirt, the mint green sash, the strawberry blouse, and notice the way it's topped off with a creamy white collar. Do you like it?
Oh, it looks delicious.
Shall I wrap it up?
No, I'll eat it here.
I just knew you'd say that. Well, do you want this dress or don't you?
Well, it sounds nice. Maybe I'll take it. How much is it?
$695.
I just knew you'd say that. Now you can belt him, Remley. Imagine asking $695 for a dress.
Oh, Curly, stop quibbling. If you haven't got the money, I'll pay for it.
Well, that's very nice of... Who said that?
I did. How much is the dress, mister?
$695.
Right. Do you cash relief checks?
Oh, I might have known. Now, go on, get out of my shop, both of you.
All right,
get out,
all right,
get out, get
we're
out.
Going, we're going. Come on, Remley. Remley, I got to get a dress for Alice someplace, and I got to do it fast.
Well, there are other places. We'll find... Hey, Curly.
What?
There's a dress shop over there.
Where?
Right there. See the sign?
Oh, yeah.
Madam Lola's Women's Wear and Swap Shop.
Yeah. Look what else it says. We specialize in women's spring ensembles, Lockheed pedal pushers, and rehearsal outfit for lady wrestlers. Remley, we can't find anything. Hey, wait.
What?
Hey, wait a minute. You see what I see?
Where?
Look. Look at that dress they got in the window. Now, there's a dress that's got class. It don't look like that shroud that Alice bought. Look
yeah,
at that.
That's what I call a dress. That's got everything.
Yeah, that's just the thing for Alice. Uh-huh. Oh, she'll love it. Come on, we're going in and buy that,
right?
Hey, now, sure Alice is not around?
No, she's in the kitchen.
Good. Now let's get the dress out of the box and put it across her bed.
Yeah.
Come on, hurry up. I can't wait to see it again.
Neither can I. Ah, there it is. Hey, Remley, ain't that a dream?
Colorful, ain't it?
Sure. I love the way that flaming red bodice is offset by the green fur around the neck.
Yeah, that's nice, but the thing that really gives it class are those two big orange bows at the hips.
Yeah, that does give it class, but the thing that makes the dress are them yellow ostrich feathers in the rear.
You know something? If this dress wasn't handmade, it might look cheap.
Never. Now, come on, let's go in the living room. Now, look, we got to think of some way to get Alice to go into the bedroom so she can see her surprise.
I can just picture her face when she sees that dress.
Oh, there you are, fellas. Where have you been?
We went for a long walk.
Aww.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Walked a long way.
Good.
Gee whiz, Alice, my feet are tired. Would you mind going into the bedroom and get my slippers?
All right, dear. I'll be right back.
Ah, she's a good wife. Best slipper retriever I ever had.
Curly, I can't wait to hear what Alice says when she sees that dress.
Yeah, I can just picture her face lighting up and she'll be...
What's she screaming about?
I guess she can't find my slippers. She's so excitable, there's
Phil,
no...
Phil, help, help!
What's the matter?
There's a monster crawling across my bed.
What kind of a monster?
It's a big red animal with green fur and a yellow tail.
Well, I better get a stick and kill it. You stay... Oh, wait a minute. That thing in there happens to be...
Chase it out of my bedroom. Get it out. I'm going into the kitchen. I can't stand being anywhere near it. Get it out of the house. Get it out. Get it out.
Curly, you think maybe she didn't like the dress?
Well, she didn't like it as a monster, but she'll love it for her evening dress.
You know, I don't think you'll ever get her anywhere near that thing.
No, I guess not. She doesn't like it. You can't do things for women. Frankie, get rid of it while I go in and calm Alice
down.
Yeah,
all right.
Honey?
Yeah.
Honey, how you feeling?
Oh, Phil, I'm shaking all over. Oh, that horrible sight. I'll never get over that. Honey, please,
take it easy.
Oh, gosh.
Relax.
Oh, how can I relax?
Well, why don't you sing? That always relaxes you.
Oh, Phil, I can't... Yeah, that ought to do it.
Why don't we go walking tonight while the moon is shining the lovely light? You can tell at a glance it's a night for romance.
The night is long, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking there, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. When I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's delimit, it's deluxe, it's delovely.
It's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, and the night is young. The skies are clear, and if you wanna go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low.
Let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me,
it's delightful, delicious, delectable, delirious.
It's dilemma, it's dilemma, it's deluxe, it's lovely.
Hey, Frankie.
Yeah?
I finally got Alice quieted down. Did you get rid of that dress?
Yeah, I burned it. Didn't give up without a fight, though. Kept snapping at me.
Yeah, good. Look, we got to get a dress for Alice fast. Will you help me, please?
Yeah, but where are we going to... Wait a minute. Why didn't I think of this before? A friend of mine has an exclusive dress shop downtown. Let's go there.
Remley, it's after 7. All the stores are closed.
Not this place. It's very exclusive. It's open all night. Let's go.
All right. Hey, Remley.
Hmm?
It's awful dark in here. What kind of a neighborhood is this?
It's a very nice neighborhood. Some of the finest stores in the city are here. Watch your step, Curly. Don't trip over that guy lying in the alley.
Sleeps good, don't he? Remley, where is your friend's dress shop?
Right along here someplace, Curly.
Hey, Bud, you want to buy a hot evening gown?
Here's his shop now.
Remley, I ain't buying nothing in an alley. Let's get out of here.
Take one step and I'll drop you in your tracks.
Stroker!
Hiya, Harris. Nice of you to come down to my grand opening. What can I do for you?
Well, Grogan, I wanted to buy a dress for my wife,
but... You will find it here. I got the latest Paris Originals, creations that any woman would give her soul for.
You got Paris creations, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they?
Hanging right there on a fence. Ain't they beautiful?
Well, I don't like your fence fashions, but... kind of like that one you've got over there.
Which one?
The one that's draped over the ash can.
That's my girlfriend. She's waiting for me to close.
Look, Grogan, this is a lot of junk, and I ain't buying nothing like this for my wife.
Junk, he says, junk. Just look at this gown right here. Why, this is a beautiful thing. This is a masterpiece of dressmaking. And I guarantee that your wife won't be able to tell that it's ever been worn before.
It's been worn before?
Well, yeah. It belonged to an old maid who lived in Pomona. She never got out of the house.
Yeah, much. All right, bro. My wife don't wear dresses that have been worn by somebody else.
Oh, one of them high-class dames, huh? Well, if you don't like that one, how about this one here? Now, ain't this a beauty? Pure white with lovely brown polka dots all over.
They don't look like polka dots to me.
So they're gravy stains. Who's going to know that?
Hey, Curly, there's a dress that looks nice, and it's clean, too.
Yeah, say, that ain't a bad-looking dress. I might buy that if it's Alice's size.
What size does your wife wear?
What size the dress?
I asked you first.
She wears size 10.
That's it.
Wait a minute. What do you mean it's size 10? The label in there says it's size 18.
That was before the rain last night.
It was out in the rain?
Yeah, shrunk it down beautifully, didn't it? Now then, shall I wring it out and wrap it up?
Grogan.
What?
I don't want you to think that I'm a snob. But I can't give Alice a wet dress.
Get her some long underwear, she'll never feel it.
I believe that does it. So long, Grogan. I'll be seeing you. Come on, Remley. We can't get anything, so I'm just going to have to go home and tell Alice what I did to her dress.
Right.
Goodbye.
Hey, Curly, how long are you going to stand outside your house? Go on in. Tell Alice what happened.
Frankie, I can't do it. I just haven't got the nerve to tell her what happened to the dress. There must be some way we can get out of it.
Hey, Curly, look, I got an idea. If she thought you were hurt in, say, a holdup, she'd be so worried about you, she'd forget about the dress.
Hold up?
Sure.
Yeah. I could tell her I got shot. I could put a bandage on my forehead.
Or you could put some ketchup on your chest.
Why don't you just put a bullet hole in his stomach?
Judge! Will you please...
Now, wait a minute, Curly. I think he's got something. A stomach wound would be convincing.
Yeah, I could also walk in kicking my head in front of me, but I ain't gonna do it.
What are the poor man's Martin and Lewis cooking up now?
We ain't Martin and Lewis.
You're telling me.
Why don't you beat it, kid? Family, we got to think of something to... Hey, wait a minute. I got an idea.
What?
I could rip up all of her dresses and tell her that a crank got in the house and... Hey, wait a minute. Better yet, I could set fire to her bedroom and tell her that her dress got burned.
Mr. Harris, can I ask you just one question?
Oh, yeah. I suppose you want to know why I want to destroy my wife's clothes.
No, that ain't it.
Then what do you want to know?
How does it feel to have a wet rock for a brain?
Julius,
don't
I...
Don't tell him, Curly. It's none of his business.
Now, wait. Why don't you go home, kid? What are you doing out this late anyway?
I'm making some last-minute Easter deliveries. I got some stuff for you, too. 2 dozen eggs, a pound of bacon, a loaf of raisin bread, and your Angora bed jacket.
He's starting to talk like us.
What do you mean?
Did you hear that crazy thing he just said?
What's crazy about my having a loaf of raisin bread? I like raisin bread. Where'd you get my bed jacket, kid?
The dry cleaner asked me to make some deliveries for him. Well, I better run along. I still got this dress.
Yeah, please, run along and you go.
I got this dress to deliver.
Wait a minute.
What is
dress? Dress. Hey, kid, what kind of a dress? Who's it belong to?
A big celebrity who lives in the next block.
That's it. Hey, Julius, kid, will you do me a favor and just let me borrow that dress for one day?
You want to borrow it?
Oh, I suppose you think it's strange that I want to borrow a dress.
No. Any guy who would wear an Angora bed jacket would wear any.
Now, wait a minute, kid. I'm in trouble. I've ruined Alice's Easter dress, and if I don't get her one to replace it, she'll kill me.
Oh, that would be dreadful. In that case, I'm going to help you. Here's the dress. Keep the bag on it so it don't get soiled.
Hey, thanks, kid. I'll never forget you for this. Come on, Remley. Hey, he's a good boy. Hey, Julius, this dress will fix everything.
Certainly will. Wiggly finds out that the dress his wife is going to wear in the Easter parade tomorrow was worn last night at the Legion Stadium by Gorgeous George.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. RCA Victor now bring you the 101 best-selling records of all time. They're the records proved bestsellers through the years. Check the list of these 101 selections at your RCA Victor record dealers now. In this complete series, you'll find your favorite music, from classical to popular, from sonatas to swing. And the list includes your favorite artists, too. You can choose albums by Arturo Toscanini, Eugene Ormandy, and Vladimir Horowitz. You can choose albums or single records by Artie Shaw, Glenn Miller, Mario Lanza, Perry Como, and many more RCA Victor recording stars. So stop in at your nearest record dealers soon. Check the list of RCA Victor's 101 bestsellers of all time and buy the albums or records you need to complete your collection. Remember, they're the 101 best-selling records of all time, recorded by RCA Victor.
We're a little late, so good night, everyone, and happy Easter.
Good night, everybody.
This program is produced and directed by Paul Phillips. Remember, whether you're buying a television set, a radio, a Victrola phonograph, or records, put your faith in the cornerstone of American home entertainment for 3 generations. RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television.
Next, Theater Guild on the Air stars Catherine Cornell and Brian Ahern on NBC.